For WNPR News, I'm Ray Hardman. The U.S. Department of Justice recently filed two lawsuits to block mega mergers that would reduce the number of the nation's largest health insurance companies from 5 to 3. The larger of the two multi-billion dollar mergers is a takeover of Connecticut-based Cigna by Indiana-based Anthem. WNPR's Mark Herz looks at one aspect of that lawsuit that's not often brought up.
Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson says he joined the DOJ lawsuit against the Anthem-Cigna merger because it would create
a colossus nearly twice as large as the nearest competitor.
And the lawsuit says there'd be no stopping such a colossus. It would be unchecked by competitors who could offer lower prices and more benefits to consumers. And a large company without such competitors would then likely use its power to maximize profits by, among other things, charging higher prices and reducing benefits to consumers. There's also another side to the DOJ lawsuit you may not have thought about. Becoming colossal means
an insurer can make a take-it-or-leave-it offer to providers if they're the only game in town.
That's Limor Daphne, a Harvard Business School economist who specializes in competition in the health insurance industry. Daphne says a take-it-or-leave-it offer forced upon the providers of healthcare raises an important question.
If insurers are, you know, become more sizable and through that size can impose lower prices on providers, would those lower prices come with quality reductions and reductions in access on the part of providers? So could consumers be harmed as a result of pressing rates down in a way that's uncompetitive?
The DOJ says yes, that would harm consumers. And Daphne says that's a crucial point for the DOJ in its lawsuit, because it's not enough that a merger could harm physicians and hospitals when a big company forces lower rates on them. It's that doctors and healthcare providers would respond in a way that would pass that harm on to consumers.
That it's not just that the doctors are driving away in Priuses instead of Mercedes, but that in fact they're actually going to work less or do a less good job at what they're doing, or there will be fewer of them in the marketplace as a result of those lower rates.
Let's remember that the DOJ says doctors doing a less good job or leaving the marketplace comes from a merged colossal company's ability to hand them a take-it-or-leave-it offer.
And quite frankly, you would not be able to leave it.
Matthew Katz is the CEO of the Connecticut State Medical Society.
You would have no patients if you did not, in fact, accept whatever contract rates, terms, conditions they provided.
Katz says when doctors accept low rates of reimbursement for their care of consumers, their patients, it puts them in a bind.
They may reduce their hours. They may have to limit access to those within the Anthem Cigna network, because again, if the rates are so low that they're losing money on every patient, you see more patients, you just close quicker. So the issue would be to see less patients within that network simply because you couldn't afford to see those patients.
So Katz is saying a possible Anthem Cigna colossus handing out take-it-or-leave-it offers means doctors would either see patients more quickly or see fewer patients. And he says there'd also be less choice in a network that some doctors feel they couldn't afford to be in. WNPR reached out to Anthem and Cigna for comment for this story. They referred us to their earlier statements on the lawsuits from last month. Cigna said in its statement that the company was, quote, evaluating its options. Anthem issued a statement that called the lawsuit, quote, unfortunate and misguided. The insurer said the takeover of Cigna would improve consumer choice and quality and affordability. Mark Herz, WNPR News.